Thanks, Liddell. This is Bob Rouse, your host of the Grace Radio series Voices. This adventure in programming for Grace Radio focuses on the voices of our neighbors here in Slidell about matters of community interest. This morning we're doing something a little different than we've done before. We're going to a segment called Pastor Perspective. And our pastor this morning who's speaking with us is Pastor Joe Pedrera of the Bride Adorned Church here in Slidell, ministering throughout the community, not only inside the walls of the church, but in the streets, in the byways, and in the places where people need to hear the message. So welcome, Pastor Joe. Glad you're here.
Glad to be here.
You know, there's so much going on in the world today. Who knows what's real, what's fake, to use a word that's bantied about a lot. The Word of God is always true.
Correct.
The people of God are always, who pray and who listen, are always on the edge of what God's doing. And I wanted to ask you this morning if we could kind of get your perspective, maybe a cultural perspective or perspective on what God has placed on your heart that would be a blessing to our community. What's your perspective this morning?
Well, you mentioned the times we're living in. Paul wrote to Timothy, in the last days, perilous times shall come. We have communication. Daniel spoke about when knowledge is increased. So news, for instance, in times past came through the newspaper. Now it's instant. And many are being overwhelmed because they're getting instant news from around the world. This tragedy, this is going on, that's going on. And it can be overwhelming. That's why the Bible's called the good news. It's always good news.
Amen. Amen. As you say, some of the tragedies, we're getting so much input. A storm in the Atlantic, something's happening in Greece, something's happening in Europe and Las Vegas and all over the place. And it does get overwhelming if we focus on these worldly things, doesn't it?
Well, Jesus said in the Gospels, when you see all these things, look up and rejoice, for your redemption draws nigh, because he is coming back. And these are things that are happening in the world that he said is going to happen. He said there's going to be signs in the sun, the moon, the stars, the seas and the waves roaring, and men's hearts failing them for fear of those things coming on the earth, anxiety. So many people are suffering that, looking at all this. That's why our perspective has to be put the focus back on Jesus. Remember Peter? When he was out in the Sea of Galilee, and okay, he looked at the winds and the waves, and it began to sink. You got to get your eyes back on Jesus. He said these things are going to happen. And the mission is still to win souls, make disciples in the midst of it.
So kind of keep it simple.
Right.
Keep it simple. You know, I remember the story where the storm was there, and Peter walked on the water himself. Following after Christ, we can do a lot of stuff that's way beyond our own abilities to affect this crazy.